one or two things out, but a special record going out to Mum and Dad and three brothers. That's Steve, Matthew and John. Stepsisters Lynn and Carol. Also stepbrothers Philip, Auntie Eileen, if you're listening, happy Christmas, my love. Uncle George, and they live in Kingsland. And not forgetting good old Mum and Dad. And Dad's name is Eric Baker, and Mum is Pam Baker. I wonder if that's the Eric Baker that I once knew a long time back, that used to work on a certain electrical firm. I think it possibly is. Anyway, to all you people, have yourself a great, great Christmas, won't you? Okay. Forget all your troubles and your woes, because 1984 is just around the corner, and let's make a brand new start, shall we? Why not? I am. It's happy birthday for tomorrow to Joyce in Ludlow. I hope I've got that right. Couldn't hear me, but I could hear you. Suppose that's what it's all about, really, isn't it? You might like to know it's just you and me today. Nobody else here. They've all gone. I don't know where they've gone to, but it's just you, me and Sunshine. Doing it together on 299 metres, 1017 kilohertz. If you'd like to drop us a line, you know the address. Post office box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. 10:45, I would imagine that all the ladies now, all the mums and the wives have probably sat down now having a cup of coffee after the exhausting morning of opening presents and things and getting rid of all the wrapping paper. And I suspect that some of you are possibly looking for the wrapping paper that you've thrown away because the labels are on there. You know the system, don't you? And there's all the thank you calls to make on the telephone. Somebody's telling me it's cheaper now to make a telephone call than to actually write a letter, so I suppose that's good news. 15 pence to write a letter and something like about 10 pence to make a telephone call. Still good stuff, isn't it? Now, this morning, we were supposed to ring a certain lady in Hong Kong this morning, but I promise, we will do it next Sunday because our phone systems will be sorted out. And the person we were supposed to be contacting in Hong Kong was Miss Jill Davis, and quite honestly, it's not really worth having a go at the moment because we just can't hear people down the road from us, so I don't think there's going to be much chance of hearing anybody in Hong Kong. Anyway, if you are in that particular mood at the moment and the Christmas bliss is on you, you know, and you've had all the excitement, you just sat down, have a nice cup of coffee, won't you? And incidentally, Jude, if you're listening, that's the wife, if you're listening, Jude, I'll be home at around about 10 past 11 this morning, okay? Play this one for you, why not?
I light a candle to our love. In love our problems disappear, but all in all we soon discover that one and one is all we long to hear. Till the war is won, then will the work be done. Help them to learn songs of joy instead of burn, baby burn. Let us show them how to play the pipes of
McCartney and Pipes of Peace. 10 minutes now, 10 before 11 on this Christmas Day morning. And if you're thinking about going out this afternoon, it's quite a nice day. I would think it is. I'll just ask my Father Christmas here if it's a nice day. Is it a nice day?
It's stopped raining.
Has it really?
Look at that. Isn't that nice?
Very nice. Get that thing out of my mouth. Tell me where it's been.
Well, that's very true.
I've never seen anything like this, ladies and gentlemen of South Shropshire. I was expecting a DJ to appear at about 11 o'clock today, but unfortunately, by the looks of things, he's got mixed up with Father Christmas's sledge, and the real Father Christmas is now in the studio.
Yes.
Whatever you dress like that for, my man.
Well, I thought I'd be festive as
as it was.
Now, be careful.
And all that,
be careful how you say that word, festive.
Yes.
In your condition.
Very true. Very true.
Good grief! Oh,
it's Marley's ghost.
Good heavens above! Marley's ghost.
It's Jones.
The gang gods. The boys are.
This
here.
Is what he's like,
boys,
ladies and gentlemen.
To entertain you.
Once he starts, we just can't stop him.
Oh, kettles!
The only way to stop him is like this. Bang! Benson and Inside Love, 5 to 11, 5 to 11, Sunshine Radio doing the business this Christmas morning. And if you'd like to try and get through, well, you can have a go if you want to, but the phone lines were having so many problems with them at the moment, you can't hear us. So I think the best thing to do is knock it on the head, as I say. I'm sorry about that. I shall have a word to say to British Telecom, I think, on Tuesday, because they're supposed to have fixed it for us, but they didn't do it, so they're in for a rocket. I can do those sort of things, you know. Happy Christmases. Who have we forgot on the station today? I suppose we could say happy Christmas to our friends there over in Worcester. Happy Christmas to you lot. That's Radio Wyvern, of course. And may you have all the success that you deserve in 1984.
Sunshine Radio.
On behalf of the Fountain Inn, Tenby Weld, this is Lynn Patterson wishing you the compliments of the season.
This is Colin Jones of Fengry Motors, Leinster, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, this is Jim Petty of Primrose Motors, saying we hope you have a super Christmas and a terrifically enjoyable New Year.
This is Carol Roberts of Video Vision, 11 Musk Street, Leinster, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, this is Peter Woods of Alexander & Co, West Street, Leinster, saying we hope you have a super Christmas and an enjoyable New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Sweet, oh sweet surrender.
That's Rod Stewart and Sweet, Sweet Surrender. 1 minute past 11 and that's all from me today. Spend the rest of the day in peace, my friends out there in South Shropshire. I'll leave you with Father Christmas for the next hour or so. That's Steve Powell. So until I talk to you again, which will probably be Tuesday morning at around about 9 till 11, as so all through the week between 9 and 11, have yourselves a great day and I'll see you then. Bye-bye now.
Tune in to Christmas time with your friends on the radio.
Christmas, everybody. How are we all? Are we fit and well? Good. Super. Well, we've had an absolutely marvellous time so far this morning. Dave Dunn, of course, got up bright and early. Well, sort of, to bring us through to breakfast. And then James Harding, of course, who's now got off home to drink his whiskey and all sorts of things. I'm with you through to 12, and then Cuddles comes along from 12 till 3. Thinking of Cuddles reminds me to say happy birthday to Margaret of Ashford, and the only person I know that Dave Dunn Dave's older than you, you know. He is. Honest. My thanks to the boys and girls of St. Peter's School in Bromyard for this. Everybody, I've also like to say thank you to Pam Murray and Rob Murray and their children as well of Witten Villa in Caenham for their Christmas greetings, for the mince pie. Oh, lovely it is. And also for this record that I've been trying to get hold of for quite some time. My all-time Christmas favourite, sung by one of the greatest singers ever to come. Hope you enjoy it. 10 million copies sold.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children
Christmas. Never mind. We'll get one day. Got some hellos and dedications I'm going to do now. First of all, of course, my thanks to Pam and Rob Murray for loaning me that record. Also like to say hello to Mrs. Priest of Kinlet. It's her birthday today, December the 25th, and also it's her wedding anniversary on Boxing Day. She's married to Bob Priest, who's a keen old-time dancer. Oh, well, it says, would you please play Slim Whitman's Snowbird, if possible, around about 11 o'clock. Well, play that for you in a minute. Yes, we'll do that one. One I should have done at 10:30, and all the times were changed and everything. It says, may I take this opportunity to ask you to play a record for my two eldest sons on Christmas Day, approximately 10:30 a.m. Their names are Guy, Streaky, or Screwy, is it? Screwy, I think. And Michael, Mickey. Please give them all our love and thank them for their Christmas presents. I adore my new Mini. you're phoning anyone, well, we can't phone, unfortunately. And it says you can choose the record that, like most of the top 20, I love Elvis. Well, we'll have some Elvis coming up as well. Also, Christmas Day dedication from Gary Bradley of Upper Galdford in Ludlow. Could we have Distant Drums, Please by Jim Reeves for Leonard Rees of South Shropshire District Council? I'll try and find that one, but heaven knows where. I'm not sure. We've got it here somewhere. I'll see if I can find it. And also says, please wish Jackie Powell of Squirrel View, Ludlow. Look at him, dear squirrels. A very happy birthday today from Kate and Louise. And say Merry Christmas as well. I'm going to indulge myself in a minute, but right now, listen to these.
Sunshine Radio.
This is Sally Hughes of the China Shop, Church Street, Ludlow, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, this is Richard Miles of Capital Carpets, saying we hope you have a super Christmas and an enjoyable New Year.
From Ludlow Autobreakers, Mighty Yard, this is John Lewis, wishing you the season's greetings.
This is Will Pierce of Ludlow Tire Services, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Jenny Richardson of Toot Sweet, saying we hope you have a super Christmas and an enjoyable New Year.
On behalf of Biocol Freezer Centres, this is Alan Packenham-Wolf, wishing you the compliments of the season.
I said I was going to indulge myself, and I am. It may be raining a little bit today. I found Distant Drums, and I found this. Oh, yes. My all-time favorite. Happy Christmas, Elaine. Oh, isn't she beautiful? Appearing in the West End at the moment in Abacadabra. This is a track from her latest album, Stages, from the musical Annie. And it's a sentiment we could all do with. Come on, son. Happy Christmas to me. That was my little bit of indulgence. And happy birthday and Merry Christmas to Jackie Powell of Squirrel View, Ludlow. Play that one also for Guy Screwy and Michael Mickey, with lots of love from your mum, who says thank you for my Christmas presents. She loves her new Mini. And that was from Wendy James. Well, had a little route through. And for Gary Bradley of Upper Galdford, I found distant, or rather, he asked for distant drums for Leonard Rees of South Shropshire District Council. Well, we've found that one. Father Christmas is going to be coming in later on. And I've also got something special for all those of you that remember Christmas 1937. Meanwhile, this is Distant Drums.
I hear the sound of distant drums.
Shropshire District Council. Somebody I couldn't leave out on Christmas Day is our Sheila, and works very, very hard for us, and also brings us up cups of tea right throughout the year. And I said to her, I'll have to play something for you, especially for Christmas Day. She said, you'd better add. And Sheila's a great Max Boyce fan, and I was trying to think of which track to play. And last night, I got the ultimate. I went to church last night to the midnight service, which, of course, was at 11:30, but goes over midnight. And I must say, it was nice to see the church full. Various people there for various reasons, including a gang who arrived at about 12:05 and filled the north aisle. And I might say that the north aisle had about the religious fervour and vocal content of the north enclosure at Cardiff Arms Park on a good home international day, with about as much alcohol having been consumed by about 1% of the people. And that made me think of this particular track from Max Boyce, which, if there are any of them listening, I shall dedicate to any of the lads. There were about 100 of them, I think, who arrived last night for church at St. Peter's Bromyard. I'll let Max explain it himself. This is especially for you, Sheila, and Derek as well.
Anyone who goes to rugby internationals in Cardiff cannot fail but be impressed by the great hymn-singing Welsh crowd. but I'm not so sure if he'd be impressed if he just went round the corner from the Arms Park and saw a little chapel there with the windows smashed and the doors locked and shuttered and a sign which says for sale. When I saw this on a Sunday morning after an international, I wrote this song called 10,000 Instant Christians. When he sees the hope and anchor where we sung before the game, where Comrondar and Delilah her sounded both the same. The bar was filled with singing, songs came on a tray. Saturday was Sunday, I wonder what he'll say. What will he say? What will he say? I wonder what he'll say. When he sees the north enclosure with its belly full of ale, and sees that male voice flagon sing to the twisted barrier rail, Cumrhonvar and Penmacnoh, hymns of yesterday, only half remembered. I wonder what he'll say, what will he say? What will he say? I wonder what he'll say. When he sees those touchline tenors with their copies made of sand, 10,000 instant Christians and the Glynneath silver band, come on, man, rep for Christ's sake, that ball was still in play. 10,000 instant Christians, I wonder what he'll say, what will he say, what will he say? I wonder what he'll say. When he sees that empty chapel with its locked and shuttered door, and sees that dusty Bible, cobwebbed covered floors, the numbers slowly dwindling, much fewer now each day, Calvary now a bingo hall, I wonder what he'll say, what will he say, what will he say, I wonder what he'll say, I wonder.
Max Boyce and 10,000 Instant Christians. Play that especially for Sheila with lots of love. Thanks very much for everything you've done all throughout the year, and we hope we'll continue to do. Right, a special treat for you all. Rob Murray phoned me and said, I've got the most brilliant record that lots and lots of people probably haven't heard. Goes back to 1937. My father tells me it was a big hit in those days. And Dave Dunn said, yes, he said, I remember that one as well. 1937, it was all the rage at Christmas, 1937. Henry Hall and his orchestra, when they did it, I think it was done a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but in reflection. But looking back at it, I'm sure they meant it, every word of it, quite seriously. Every little girl would like to be a fairy on a Christmas tree. Beautiful. 1937 this was made.
Every little girl would like to be a fairy on the Christmas tree. Up above the party, dressed in white, shining in the candlelight. Every little boy had lots of fun with his trumpet and his gun. Every little girl, you understand, is really queen of fairyland. Black gollywogs, wee woolly dogs, be beautiful bears.
Most any boy loves any toy. No little girl cares. There's a little secret she must keep, that she can fly when she's asleep. Every little girl would like to be the fairy on the Christmas tree.
I think I must be dreaming. Why, I do believe that I could fly. And this my magic wand must be. I wonder if it works. Let's see. Come, soldier, play your trumpets, please. I'd love to hear those dollies talk. Mama, 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 mama. A clockwork train. I'll make it go. An aeroplane. I'll touch that too. And you, and you. And you, and you, and you. Golly, what an awful noise. You wake me up, you silly toy.
There's a little secret she must keep, that she can fly when she's asleep. Every little girl would like to be the fairy on the Christmas tree.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Back to 1937, that was Henry Hall and his orchestra with Every Little Girl Would Like to Be a Fairy on Us for Whatever Downs You Do to Snowbird. Lovely. Hope that didn't tire you out too much. We'll take a break.
Sunshine Radio.
This is Paul Heathman of Ludford Bridge Service Station wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Eric Yeo of Doreen Yeo of Ludlow, saying we all hope you have a happy Christmas and a prosperous 1984.
This is John Welsh of Gravel Hill Service Station, saying we all hope you have a happy Christmas and a prosperous 1984.
This is Stan Hall of Hall TV Services of Ludlow and Tenbury Wells wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is David Bowen of Ludlow Home Care, Ludford Bridge, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
On behalf of TNT Tyres, Teamside Industrial Estate, Ludlow, this is Tony Gardner wishing you the compliments of the season.
This is Brian Evans of Brian Evans Car Sales, Ludlow, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Right. Well, when I was a little boy, there was a record that I was very, very fond of. It was an old 78, and we've still got it somewhere in the house, and it was called I Went to Your Wedding, recorded by Spike Jones and his City Slickers. They were a fun band of the Second World War and beyond. They poked fun at romantic songs with irreverent arrangements featuring raspberries, cowbells, whistles, whoops, motor horns, washboards, and everything else, including the kitchen sink. They did their bit for the propaganda cause with direct spoofs like De Führer's Face, their first million seller in 1942. Other gold discs came to Jones for Cocktails for Two in 1944, Glowworm in 1946, and All I Want for Christmas in 1948. The song heard here, I'm going to play now, came very close to it. It was a classic of its kind, and it's still very much requested on radio shows all over the country and all over the world. Spike Jones, who died in 1965, made a fortune from his comedy routines, toured wildly, and often appeared on TV. Now, he's going to appear here with his own irreverent version of You Always Hurt the One You Love. Well, don't know what's happened there. I dare say that'll come up in a minute. Spike Jones and his City Slickers, and You Always Hurt the One You Love. Right, I've just about found it. Hang on. Just a minute, he said. These little things are sent to try us. Never mind. Get it right. Get it right, he said. Heavens above, heavens above. Right, we'll try it again. You always hurt the one you love.
You always hurt the one you love. The one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall.
Now, excuse me, dear Mr. Carl Grayson. I'll tell this little girl all about this year's situation. Now, honey child, you knows that you always seems to break the very kindest soul of our heart with a hasty word that you just can't seem to recall. Honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie. Now then, if this boy, now mind you, I says, if this year boy done broke your heart last night, honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie, is because he love you the most of all.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break touch the kindest heart with a hasty word you can't recall.
Where are you, old man?
So if I broke
crunch
your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
Spike Jones and his city slickers, and you always hurt the one you love. It's, 24 minutes to 12 o'clock, and it's Christmas.
Christmas comes,
and I love you.
Once a year, soon it goes, soon it's here.
Just remember who played it first.
Mwah! C'est moi, Kermy, Kermy, Kermy. Oh, what a nice pork chop. What do you know that for, Miss Piggy?
If you're trying to phone us, I'd like to say thanks very much for trying, but we do have a problem with our telephones at the moment, so unfortunately we're not able to do any telephone calls or even take calls. We can hear you, but you can't hear us, so unfortunately our phones are out of action, which mucks up everything we plan to do. But something I am able to do, we're going to do right now.
Sunshine Radio, tune in to Christmas time with your friends on the radio.
And your friends on the radio, indeed. Today, you've got me till 12, then Cuddles himself coming in from 12 till 3, and Mike Willis from 3 through till 7 with the Sunshine Radio Top 50 of 1983. Well, we've got a very special friend coming into the studio right now. He's just right. Oh, dear me. It's especially for all the boys and girls. Let's have a nice big cheer for Father Christmas. Come on. Yes. Hello. He sat himself down beside me. He's looking very, very tired. Hello. Hello, Father Christmas.
Hello. Hello, boys and girls. I hope you've all had all the presents that you wanted on Christmas Day. I'm sorry if some of you didn't get them, but, well, we had lots and lots of problems getting over to Hong Kong, you know, for all these things like computers and battery games and...
Well, Father Christmas, what I'd like to know is what's been the most difficult present that you've had to deliver this year, the boys and girls have asked for?
Well, I think really one of the worst, Steve, was the BMX bikes. Lots and lots of boys and girls have had those, and I had awful jobs getting them down the chimneys, you know, especially in these houses with central heating. They've only got little chimneys. I would like to say, all the boys and girls who've had BMX bikes for Christmas, please be very, very careful with them. Don't try and do wheelies and tricks in the middle of the road. It's a little bit dangerous.
Right. Well, Father Christmas, you've got a very red nose, you know. Have you been... You've been enjoying yourself at Christmas time, you and Rudolph and all those?
Oh, yes. You see, the thing was, Steve, that as I go around, all the boys and girls, they put glasses of sherry out for me. And I've had quite a lot as I've got all round the world. It's been very, very, very nice and very kind. And I'd like to say thank you very much to all the boys and girls that left me out some sherry and mince pies and things like that. Very, very kind of them. I've got a few glasses that I've put into a little bottle because I didn't want to drink and drive my sleigh, you know. Didn't want the traffic wardens. Oh, Joan in Ludlow, she's a bit of a terror, you know. Didn't want her nicking me for drinking and driving. So I've got a few I'm going to take home and have with me Christmas dinner with Mrs. Christmas. And then I think I'll have a little bit of a sleep because I'm very, very tired. Been a very long night, you know. Oh, dear.
Father Christmas. Father Christmas. I think we better let him sleep. Father Christmas, very, very tired. He's had a very long day. It was very kind of him to come in and say hello to us all. Thanks very much. I've got to let him sleep now. Right. Playing this one specially for Alan Jones, who saw it on a record I brought in, and he said, "Ooh, I like that. She's ever so nice." Eartha Kitt, who's an old-fashioned girl. This is going back in time, Cuddles. Didn't think you could remember this one. Especially for all the older people around.
Just an old-fashioned girl with an old-fashioned mind. Not sophisticated, I'm the plain and simple kind. I want Chopin and Bizet and the
songs of yesterday, string quartets and Polynesian carols. But the music that excels is the sound of oil wells as they slurp, slurp, slurp into the barrels. My little home will be quaint as an old parasol, and instead of carpets I'll have money wall to wall. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire.
Kit, who's just an old-fashioned girl, played that especially for Cuddles. Alan Jones, of course, will be with you from 12 through till 3. This has got to be my all-time favourite Christmas record. If you've been listening to me between 4 and 7 last week, you'll have heard it. It's Kenny Smiles and the Avonlido Children from Port Talbot in South Wales, saying all about Father Christmas, who's just shot off on his sleigh. He's going home to bed, I think. And it's time to go down the chimney.
If it rains at Christmas, Santa doesn't care. He's so busy riding, riding everywhere. He won't mind the raindrops or the falling snow. He still loves his journey and knows just where to go. Down the chimney, down the chimney, with his sack of Christmas toys. Down the chimney, down the chimney, to all the little girls and boys. You can see him smiling, traveling through the snow. You can hear him singing, Rudolph, go, go, go. He wants all the children, children everywhere. Listen to him saying, I will soon be there. Down the chimney, down the chimney, with his sack of Christmas toys. Down the chimney, down the chimney, to all the little girls and boys. When it's time for leaving, children shout,
Santa, Santa Claus will let you be a honey man.
Santa watches Rudolph wipe away a tear. Then he gently whispers, we'll be back next year. Down the chimney, down the chimney, with his sack of Christmas toys. Down the chimney, down the chimney, to all the little girls and boys. To all the little girls and
Kenny Smiles and the Avonlido Children, and Down the Chimney.
Sunshine Radio.
Hello, this is Robin Freeman of Stoog Hill & Co. in the Bullring, Ludlow, saying we hope you have a super Christmas and a healthy new year.
On behalf of Roberts's of Broad Street, Ludlow, this is Peter Marston wishing you the compliments of the season.
On behalf of Lewis's Construction Limited and Well Done Developments Limited, this is John Collett wishing you the compliments of the season.
On behalf of Clio Motorspares, this is Cliff Potter wishing you the compliments of the season.
On behalf of Castle Garage, Court Street, Ludlow, this is Michael Price wishing you the compliments of the season.
This is Bernard Green, plumber of Ludlow, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Bert Hayward of West End Garage, Clearbury Mortimer, wishing you all a very Happy Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you
you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a lot of presents.
Isn't it nice?
We wish you a lot of presents. We wish you a lot of presents and a lot of blessings.
Right, it's worth remembering that Christmas time that there are lots of people who won't have a happy Christmas because their country is in a little bit of turmoil. We remember, of course, the people of Lebanon, the people in Northern Ireland, the poverty that's all around South America at the moment, in Argentina, in Brazil, once one of the most prosperous countries, now with a national debt of hundreds of millions of dollars. And for all the people that have strife and trouble this time of the year, let's just take 5 minutes and remember the words of Paul McCartney's song, urging us all to play the pipes of peace.
I light a candle to our love. In love our problems disappear. But all in all, we soon discover that one and one is all. Till the war is won, then will the work be done. Help them to learn songs of joy instead of burn, baby burn. Let us show them how to play the pipes of
you'll all have a very, very peaceful Christmas. There's one particular track that I always like to listen to. It's recorded by who else? One of my favorite, all-time favorite lady singers, Elaine Page, from the beautiful musical Cats, the fabulous song, Memory.
Smiling.
Absolutely fabulous. I sat there and sang away to my little self. Thank you, Cuddles.
Morning,
give us a,
darling.
Give us a kiss for Christmas. Go on, the
certainly.
Mistletoe's here.
Oh, right.
Tune in to Christmas time with your friends on the radio.
Well, I hope you'll all have a very happy Christmas. I won't see you again until 1984, so have a super new year as well.
The hopes and fears of years are red in thee tonight. Sunshine Radio.
Yes, there we are, Sunshine Radio, and we're with you right through to 7 o'clock tonight. Alan Jones coming up on the hour, of course, or right after me, in fact. Then Mike Willis from 3 till 7. If you're looking for petrol, get yourselves along to Gravel Hill Service Station. They're open till 1 o'clock, and then they're all going to run home and have their Crimble dinner, I suppose. But quite seriously, I hope you have had a super day so far. I hope you've had all the presents that you wanted, and they're all working. If somebody sent you some with batteries in it, just watch your teeth. No, somebody said he sent me batteries in. I hope they were considerate enough to put the batteries in as well. Special hello to a few people that sent me cards. Well, everybody, there's far too many of you to mention. Special mention to Bernard and Tish Barker of the Pembroke House. I'll be popping in a bit, just for a quickie. And anybody else, but please have a super Christmas and a very safe, happy new year. I should be back with you in the new year. Having a week off next week, I am. And going to get my pantomime ready. It's hard going. May I wish you in 1984 everything you wish yourselves. Hope the rain stops so we can all get out and have a little bit of fun. I'm going to leave you with the gentleman who took music in the 50s, shook it by the throat and changed it.
What, me?
No, not you.
Oh, sorry.
The one and only
happy
king himself, Elvis Presley. Goodbye, everybody. Have a happy 1984. Bye.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard you knocked out jailbird. Sing, let it rock. Everybody, let it rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider Murphy played his little saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois would crack boom bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple gang. Let it rock. Everybody, let it rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock.
Your bed, pick the girl up your head. Don't you like this?
What about this snowman ringing the snow, eh? I think we can do without all of that, thank you very much. That's Wizard from 1973, and I wish it could be Christmas every day. I can say I disagree with that. And a very good afternoon from me, Alan Jones, on the wireless now until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And my thanks to Powell the Howl for his hour, for his...
And you're back at the top of my Christmas tree now, Lottie.
I think he's on the change. I must actually thank Steve Powell for his starring role in the Thriller video by Michael Jackson. I didn't recognise him at first, you know, with the black makeup on, but as soon as the metamorphosis came...
What are you talking about, boy?
As soon as the metamorphosis came... I wish you'd go home. As soon as the metamorphosis came in the first 3 minutes, I recognised him then. Anyway, a very good afternoon, one and all. Christmas Day here. And what are we going to be doing for the next 3 hours, I can hear you cry? Well, plenty of old records. And if we can get the telephone to work a bit later on, we'll open the phone line and see what will happen. But I don't know, it hasn't been going very well today. You'll have to be patient with us. Got quite a few Christmas deadies to do between now and 3 o'clock. And the first one, I think, probably the most important of the lot. It says... To whom is on Christmas afternoon? Well, Christmas afternoon has just started, and here I am. You seem to have drawn the short straw this afternoon, because it's Jones on the wireless. Would you please play a record, it says, from my husband, who is George Bridge, and all patients and staff at Ludlow East Hamlet Hospital, and also include my two neighbours, who are Mrs. Griffiths and Mrs. Lane. And the note comes in from Nancy Bridge of Packer Court in Ludlow, and I've been asked to play the ideal Christmas Day record to play on the wireless. Bing Crosby and White Christmas.
Thank you.
Good stuff on a Christmas day from Sunshine Radio. At least I think it's Christmas Day. We seem to be getting very excited about something. Bing Crosby's White Christmas, which we're playing for George Bridger, plus all patients and staff at Ludlow's East Hamlet Hospital. I've got to say, one of the very places I'd least want to be on Christmas Day must be in hospital. But if you are in that place, then a very happy Christmas to you from the Sunshine Radio lot, and from Steve as well, I have
doubt.
Yes. Also included in that request, the two neighbours, that's Mrs. Griffiths and Mrs. Lane. That comes in from Nancy Bridge of Packer Court in Ludlow. Well, here we are on Christmas morning, of course. Christmas Eve yesterday being one of the 2 days of the year when you seem to be, shall we say, accepted if you let yourself go a bit. And I know that I did that just a little bit too much yesterday. And I...